You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Judith Sears Poisson. Coming up, the Hmong Veterans Service Recognition Act passed Congress last month and was signed into law by President Trump. We'll find out what it means for Southeast Asian veterans who fought on behalf of the U.S. in the so-called Secret War. First, it's estimated that about 10,000 baby boomers a day are retiring nationwide. Add to that a low unemployment rate in Wisconsin and competition among employers for workers, and the state could be headed for trouble in being able to fill open jobs. Our next guest says that despite national rhetoric about the need to curb immigration, in fact, we might need more immigrants coming to Wisconsin for the economy to grow. David D. Haynes is editorial editor for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and he recently wrote a piece addressing this tension. He joins us from our WPR studios in Milwaukee. David, good to have you back on Central Time.
Hey, thanks so much, Judith. Good to be here.
We laid out some of the factors that are causing such a tight labor market in Wisconsin, but let's dig into those. Wisconsin hit an all-time record low rate of unemployment in February of 2.9%. That's actually below what is considered full employment. What does that mean for people who are trying to fill jobs?
Well, it's tough, particularly in certain industries. And added on to that, and you mentioned it in your opening, we have a number of people who are marching off toward retirement. About one in four Wisconsin manufacturing workers are at least 55 years old, and that's nearly 125,000 workers in a key industry. And as you project that out, and the population lab at UW-Madison has done this, you look at 15, 20 years down the road, and unless we make some changes and attract more people of some kind, we're going to have large swaths of the state that are in retirement. So that is a problem for states in the upper Midwest. Wisconsin isn't the only one. Minnesota is talking a lot about this as well.
When we talked about those unemployment figures when they came out, the data showed that while more people than ever are working, wages are still stagnant. So what does that do to employers trying to lure workers from other geographic areas?
Well, it's interesting because there's a real debate right now about whether we actually have a labor crunch now or whether it's something more to worry about in the future. And Mark Levine at UW-Milwaukee, who has studied the labor market here in Milwaukee for many years, isn't convinced there's really a labor crunch because, as he says, if you had one, you would actually see those wages rising. And we're not seeing that. We are seeing, though, some companies pay bonuses. I saw a piece in the Washington Post this morning that one of the big railroads is offering up to $25,000 to line workers to try to attract people.
Would that be like a bonus or?
Bonus.
Wow.
Right.
So what particular industries are hardest hit today by that fierce competition for qualified workers?
Well, I think it's in manufacturing for sure, and it's in certain areas of manufacturing. And ladle on to that, in southern Wisconsin, we have the Foxconn plant, which, if you believe the projections, could employ up to 13,000 people. And so that's a real challenge just to build it. That plant's going to be enormous. And so in the construction trades with the new arena, the new Bucks Arena downtown here in Milwaukee, just a couple of blocks from where I'm sitting, they're already having trouble filling construction jobs. So that's going to be, I think, a key area of concern.
So how would bringing more immigrants to Wisconsin help in these key areas that are on the horizon?
Well, immigrants, and first of all, let me point out that Wisconsin also, this issue is compounded because we have a lower than average birth rate compared to the nation as a whole, and we haven't been very good at attracting workers from other states. Now, the governor has argued, and some of the people I talked to said this could happen, including Mark Levine, that Foxconn might, in fact, while it's a challenge with the jobs, might, in fact, be a magnet as well. But immigrant labor tends to be younger people who tend to replenish the workforce. As I mentioned, right now we have a workforce that's aging pretty rapidly. We're older than the norm compared with other states in the nation. And so that's a real advantage of immigrants. And you have to keep in mind, and Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce has said this, that you really need immigrant labor at both the sort of the top end, highly skilled, but also at the lower end, lower skilled labor.
We're talking right now with David D. Haynes. He's editorial editor for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and wrote a recent piece saying that Wisconsin may need to actively recruit more immigrants to come to the state to help with a very tight labor market. And on a Facebook, Travis said employers want a $75,000 skill set but only want to pay you $50,000. That seems to kind of get at that point of wages being pretty stagnant right now.
Well, they are, and it's a good point, and I think that's why you're seeing not only manufacturers, but companies of all kinds pay a premium in the form of a bonus to attract people, but they're really reluctant to raise wages. Part of that has to do with competition offshore from competitors in other countries where wages are lower. That's been a problem we've faced in the upper Midwest now for going on 30 years. But there's no doubt that is a prevalent concern.
David, in the piece you wrote for the Journal Sentinel on this, there seem to be people from all parts of the political spectrum who are seeing this problem on the horizon and agree with your premise that immigration could be at least part of the answer. What does that kind of agreement across the spectrum say to you about how serious the situation is?
Well, it says to me that people are beginning to understand it. Kurt Bauer, the president of WMC, the biggest business lobby in the state, has been actually ringing this bell for a few years now, not only in immigration, but just on the idea of a labor crunch coming. But others now are as well. And I think what it says to me is that the business community and the population generally, if you look at polling from places like Pew and others, people support immigration reform, which would get at some of the issues we're talking about. But I think the people in the business community are ahead of our government right now, and that's going to be the challenge.
So where is the disconnect there? If people in the business community see this problem, are putting out some possible solutions or ways to address it, but the government obviously has a role in some of this, where does the pressure need to come from if what's coming from the business community isn't enough to move the political meter?
Well, it's a great question. It's easy to block a bill, and keep in mind that immigration is not cost-free, and those costs are not borne by the federal government so much as they're borne by state and local governments. So particularly states and localities along the border, which have more of an issue than we do with the problems of immigration, the costs of immigration, have been quite vocal, and in a world where our districts are gerrymandered and you can block legislation, it becomes more difficult. But I do think that this job crunch, this labor crunch that appears to be on the horizon, could be the motivating factor to get legislators finally off the couch on this one.
The state of Wisconsin is currently working to recruit young workers from the Chicago area to move to Wisconsin with an ad campaign. What kind of effort would be needed to encourage more immigrants to move here, do you think, David? And has there been anything tried like this before?
Well, in the past, if you go back many years, there were, back in the 50s under the Eisenhower administration, when there were labor shortages, there were seasonal workers that came in and did work and then left. And effectively, we have seen that happen with undocumented immigrants in more recent years. But your question gets to something else, which is that there isn't just one solution here. I wrote about immigration because I wanted to carve off that piece and look at it in some depth. But, you know, it also could be that we incentivize workers who are nearing retirement age to work past age 65 in certain key industries. It could be, again, that Foxconn turns out to be a worker magnet, which is what happened up in the Bakken oil fields in North Dakota when the shale oil was discovered up there. And so it could be a variety of solutions that gets to the problem. And we probably have some time, but we do need to begin thinking about it. And again, the key thing that has to happen is you have to figure out a way to reform the immigration process so that people who are now here on an undocumented basis get legalized and can come out of the shadows. A lot of these folks are working, but they're working in jobs and being paid in cash or whatever, and they're not really working up to their full potential.
David, thank you so much for being with us.
You bet.
David D. Haynes is editorial editor for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He joined us from our Milwaukee studios to talk about a recent piece that he wrote looking at immigration as part of a solution to a tight labor market in Wisconsin.